So if he's spending $20 a week on smokes
in 90s America.
Back then, a pack of smokes was $1.85. He's smoking like 11 packs a week.
In 96.
And he's like absolutely convinced that nobody knows about it because he's got like a bit of like breath freshener. Yeah.
Foolproof method.
It's just like blowing away his teeth. That
you smell like
yellow.
Matt, you're literally smoking two cigarettes at the same time at the dinner table.
Yeah.
I'm in a real identity crisis here, Al.
I think penetrates within Dawson.
Who do you see in the mirror?
Hey!
Earl Grey, hot.
Hello and welcome to the Incomplete series, your incomplete guide to every television show you've never watched or that you have watched and just want to learn something a little more intimate about it. This is the podcast where we watch the first episode of a TV series and then the very last episode of that TV series and just try and figure out what happened. Joining me to do this is my good friend Jeremy Wiseman. Jerome, how are you?
Very well, thank you, Morgan.
Ah, it's good to see you.
Yeah, it's good to see you too.
Yeah.
So the break?
Yeah, it's nice. Anyway, this is kind of awkward, isn't it?
First,
Are you feeling, I feel like you're awkward, so I got to move away from you and go, yeah, Aaron, Aaron, how are you?
I'm very well. That was a very quick one from Jez today. Well, you caught me off guard.
You're a little bit blunt today, aren't you?
Well, you just like you just jumped over me, basically.
Well, you're drowning, so I just tried to. So like I thought, rather than try and throw you.
I was going
to
say it's nice to be back for 2018, but we've sort of, I don't know, it's confusing the listeners.
It's nice to still be in 2018.
Yeah, exactly. Let's go with that.
Yeah,
this is exactly why
I don't want to ruin the magic of podcasting. Yeah.
This is why I didn't throw you a
Wait,
life preserver.
Wait, this isn't live?
No, and this is why when you were floundering out there, I didn't throw you a life preserver. I tried to push you out with the oar.
It just pushed me in deeper into the water.
Yeah, pretty much.
Good. You know I can't swim.
It's for the greater good.
Exactly.
Don't worry, Jez. I'll save you in the edit.
Okay, thank you, Scott.
And Scott,
that's
how are
what
you?
A true friend does.
Oh, me?
Yeah.
Hello.
I'm to you now.
Oh, I'm well. How are you?
I'm very good.
Sorry, you caught me off guard.
I usually only get to Scott for like 10 minutes.
Yeah. I know, because normally he's still talking, like right now.
Yeah. He normally comes in the room about 9 minutes in that you two are still bickering.
What's going on, boys?
Ah, you know, we're just here in, what, 2018? Is it 2018 or are we still back in time?
2019.
2019.
What an age we live in.
Future. Mm. So how are you guys feeling after Smallville?
Enough Superman-related media.
I'm glad we got to
lifetime.
It. Like...
I'm glad we got past it.
Yeah, that's what I meant.
Yeah.
That's definitely what I meant.
Yeah, it does feel to be back now, back to today doing Seventh Heaven, to be doing something a little more family orientated, a little away from the supernatural.
I'm much more comfortable with that.
Exactly.
Good old-fashioned Christian values.
Exactly.
That's what we're about.
The supernatural scares me. I'm afraid of it. I don't understand it. It's not in the Bible.
Superman was made by the devil.
Exactly.
Exactly.
As is all... comic book fiction.
Yes, we send him right back to hell.
I thought you just meant like the character Superman was written by
the
devil. Yeah,
yeah.
Mm. What's the
anything?
What's
it's
the,
not a biblical story. It's written
the
by
D
the
in DC stands for devil. Yeah. Devil comics.
Yeah. Devil comics. I knew it.
Mm.
So wait, how does Stan Lee fit into all this? He's Marvel, isn't he?
Yeah, exactly. He's fine.
Oh, he's all right.
Yeah,
God's all right with Marvel.
Oh, okay, cool. There you go.
Oh, is Stan Lee God?
Yes.
Possibly.
It's rumors.
Mm. He's as wealthy as God. God's worth a lot of money these days.
It's true. Could go, and, go and create his own Earth.
Probably could with that, all that Marvel money.
Yeah, on like Forbes rich list. It's God and Stan Lee tied for number one every year.
Yeah.
Neck and neck.
Oh, they just like, they alternate pretty much.
Exactly. What about Walt Disney? Does he fit into that at all?
How well God's assets do. And
what are some of God's assets? Like what's the value of like, I don't know.
Heaven?
I guess like every human is worth a dollar.
Maybe that's not a lot of money.
He's diversified his portfolio. All he's got.
Maybe 1970s humans.
He's getting
days.
A steady return on humans, and now he's gone into ants.
Yeah, or was it when he created them? So like inflation's quantity. Really bumped that up.
Yeah, exactly. It's like humans are Zimbabwe's currency.
And of course, because we're
crucified,
because we're following Christianity, that means that humans are only 5,000 years old.
Yeah.
Is that all?
That's it. Yeah.
Wow. Mm. It's not that old.
It's
not that old.
You still got plenty of life to live.
Exactly.
Pretty sure my grandparents like 4,098 years old. So
exactly.
They were basically there from the beginning.
Doesn't I mean that doesn't say much for creationism and what we're about to get into.
Which we believe in. This is a creationist podcast.
It
we
is.
Just want our listeners to know that.
Now let's talk Seventh Heaven.
Jez, that's why we've never done a dinosaur show.
No. Never will do a dinosaur. They do not exist.
Created by the devil.
Didn't we do Golden Girls?
Ooh, zing.
Sorry, a bit early.
Oh, wow.
That was a PG zing.
Great. We're doing a PG show. And, explicit rating.
Do you think Quantum Leap ever stepped into dinosaur days?
How could they put something on the show that doesn't exist.
That's a good point. That's a fantasy show. Mm. Maybe this has DC's fingerprints all over it. Anyway, back to Seventh Heaven. Jez, what did you know about Seventh Heaven going in?
I knew it was wholesome.
It's pretty goddamn
wholesome and boring.
Pretty fucking wholesome.
And I'd never watched it. And I was hoping to live my life, that still being the case. But
here we are.
Came along and derailed it.
Yeah, exactly.
You I was on a good run. I'd gone 29 years with it.
29 years too deep.
But it's too late now. I've seen it. I can't unsee it.
Well, we're going to really get stuck into that shortly after I ask you. And
more incest than I thought there would be.
There is certainly some.
There's some.
Which is more than I expected.
Exactly. Again, I thought there'd be like a net zero across the 11 seasons.
You would have thought that based on the wholesome factor, but yeah. It really surprised me.
I got right into it.
And there's some, but we'll get into that. So Aaron, what about you? What did you know about Seventh Heaven going in?
Absolutely nothing. Like Jez, I'd never seen it, never planned on seeing it, but here we are.
Mm.
Got to do what we got to do.
Whose fault is this?
Whose fault is this?
I think it's mine.
I believe it is, actually.
Well, I mean, you're the go-to scapegoat.
Mm. Mm.
You've brought this upon yourself, Jez.
Exactly.
It was suggested to me by someone.
Oh.
I'm not going
to. Your alter
names.
Ego?
I think it was...
Morgan Cole.
I don't think it was me.
Well, I'm blaming you.
Okay. So, yeah, the scapegoat's you, but you always blame me.
Yes.
And I'm going to blame you, Scott. Scott, what did you know, what did you know about Seventh Heaven?
I'll take the blame. I'll happily take the blame.
Dive in the sand grenade?
Mm. Not a whole lot. I just knew the clip... from where they've like lined up that scene where they're trying to find out whose weed cigarette it is.
Not that we condone that kind of thing.
Not that we no.
Definitely not.
Oh, definitely not. They're trying to find out whose weed cigarette they like found in the house.
Mm.
And it's just scored to like the Inception soundtrack and it's wonderful.
All right, I'll get straight to the point. I found marijuana in the house.
Wait a minute. Then whose joint is it?
Pretty damn good.
So intense.
We will put up a link to that as it's definitely worth 2 minutes of your time.
Absolutely.
Personally, I'm probably about the same level as you guys. I've never physically seen it. I was aware that Jessica Biel
was
in
physically?
It. Physically? I've never been
never
in a room.
Absorbed it into your person.
I've never physically seen it with my eyes.
Do you like, how do you watch things?
Like get inside the show.
You like rub your eyes across the screen and read it like Braille or...
If you don't know, you'll never understand.
Yeah, like an internal feeling projector.
I like to really experience the show.
Just eats the DVDs.
I'm just sort of like, that way I absorb the actual content.
Just
all of the special features as well.
Yeah. It's like exchanging protein strands with someone. I just put my hand on the TV and just get it all that way.
Kind of like Avatar.
Kind of like more or less. John Travolta from Phenomenon.
Exactly like that.
Mm.
Have you done that with Phenomenon?
Yes.
How else would you know it?
Yeah. Well, I assume you've been seen it, inside John Travolta's movies plenty of times.
That's how it happened. Inside he John Travolta accidentally all the time. He accidentally swallowed a VHS of Phenomenon, and then just got those John Travolta powers.
You're the real Phenomenon, Morgan.
Hmm.
I don't know.
Travolta will be proud.
I'm gonna start a cult. Travolta cult.
DVD eaters.
Another one.
No, don't cheapen it like that.
Okay. Then he wouldn't. He's got to be the leader. You can't have other people with powers.
Knowing his powers,
yeah. Exactly. True.
That's how you draw people into the cult.
Yeah,
exactly. I want people to get to my level. I need to be above them somehow.
Yeah. Give them the promise of powers
of eating DVDs, and they can eat VHSs.
I'm not gonna lie.
Other subpar media.
It's the worst power to have. I've just been
cassettes.
I'm special because I can view shows by absorbing them. I mean, you can just watch them.
Eating them.
Yeah. You like the idea of me eating DVDs?
Yeah.
Like
I'm
biscuits.
Not going to do that.
Yeah, like biscuits.
Okay.
Spread some cheese on there.
Dunk them in a tea.
It's like a rice cake.
I'm going to give it a try. I know the outcome's going to be bad, but I'll give it a try.
Yeah. Straight to the hospital.
Okay. Look
plastic
on that,
shards poking out your throat.
On that note, we should probably move past me eating DVDs and on to episode one.
Seventh Heaven kicks off on a perfect sunny morning as Mother Annie and Father and Reverend Eric cuddle in bed. But their alone time is interrupted as one by one, five kids burst into the room. Seventh Heaven indeed. Over the course of the first episode, we're introduced to all the kids through some wholesome adventures. There's Matt, the oldest child who's learning some hard life lessons about smoking and trying to not make out with his sister.
Oh, do we have to do this?
Yes, so just stand still. Okay, so I close my eyes and
That's Mary, a boy-crazy 14-year-old who is apparently way too tall for anyone her own age to like her, so she wants to practice kissing on Matt.
Don't kiss me.
Oh, would you stop? I'm not going to kiss you. Okay, so do I touch his face with my hands?
Lucy, a proud recipient of a brand new period.
Maybe I'm possessed.
Hey, you're not. You just have PMS.
You think?
Take my word for it.
And Simon, a precocious youngster who expertly manipulates his way into getting his own dog.
Dear God, thank you for this food. And if there really is a God, God, I know you'll find a way to get me that dog I've been wanting. Amen.
And Ruthie, a 5-year-old who does little else than act as a dog for Simon until he gets his own.
Hey, speak. Row, row. Good dog.
Eric and Annie work their way through the minefield of parenthood by basically being terrible at communicating and going over each other's heads to make decisions. The episode ends with Annie's parents coming for dinner and Annie's mother revealing that she has cancer. That's episode 1 of Seventh Heaven.
Can I start us off?
Oh, by all means.
How much do you think it really just grinds Eric's gears to the point where he has like a physical twitch every time Simon says, if there is a God?
It's like, oh, I am a priest.
There you go again with that. There is a God, all right?
How many beatings?
Not getting your goddamn dog.
How many beatings in the back shed do you think Simon
so
is
many.
See from Reverend Eric?
Sack of wrenches.
Sack of
wrenches. I tell you what, there's a lot of like...
There's a lot of if there is a God right in front of his dad.
But there's so much manipulation in this show, which I find very
Simon
odd.
Is a goddamn sociopath.
He is. But he learns from his dad who manipulates.
Yeah, that's true.
Obviously smoking's not great, but he manipulates Barry Watson out of smoking by sending him to that job with that woman who has got like the one lung. It turns out she's faking it.
Yeah.
Railroad, like, and then just like frames him for the whole thing.
And before that, sets him up with a bullshit bet where he has to go to church for the next 6 months if he quits the job.
That's the thing.
And
he's
really stitching him up.
And he doesn't even quit the job. He gets fired. Yeah. And then he's got to go to church for 6 months.
And he orchestrated the whole thing. So no wonder Simon's such a dirtbag.
Yeah. I thought that Eric was being like quite progressive and like hands off, saying, look, you can do what you want. You can make your own mistakes if you can afford it. It's your life.
Yeah, I was like, that's
but no.
That's a very progressive way of parenting.
It's my pocket money. It's your pocket money. I pay for it. So give me your money back. That makes sense to me. Not I'm going to manipulate you by using a person from my own convent to stop you from smoking and get you to come back to church.
So on the pocket money, he demanded the $20 out of his allowance that he spent on cigarettes. So if he's spending $20 a week on smokes.
$20? Okay, give me $20.
I've only got $20 and I got a date.
In 90s America...
Back then, a pack of smokes was $1.85.
Whoa.
He's smoking like 11 packs a week.
In 96?
Yeah.
Wow.
They're all 2-pack a day, 16.
And he's like absolutely convinced that nobody knows about it because he's got like a bit of like breath.
Got the foolproof.
Like breath freshener. Yeah.
Foolproof method.
It's just like
blowing away his teeth. That are
you smell like
yellow.
Matt,
you're literally smoking two cigarettes at the same time at the dinner table.
Yeah. Just like between each of his fingers.
But it's a foolproof method.
But at least it wasn't weed. Although we know from the clip, at some point it's going to be weed.
He gets at it. He takes the big step. And weed is a gateway drug.
Yeah, it is. I can only assume the episode before the one that we watched for the last one, Matt was a full-blown heroin addict.
I assume
absolutely.
So. That's why he got written out of the show.
Yeah, he was like, I'm not going to give you $800 of pocket money to go buy your smack.
This show's had a surprisingly large amount of sexual innuendo in it.
Parents.
Innuendo?
Really?
Was it innuendo? No, it's not innuendo.
I think it was just straight
up in your face.
Yeah. There's a point where the kids are like, hey, guys,
give it a rest.
Yeah.
At one point, Simon says,
you know, a dog is a lot less trouble than a baby.
When his parents are basically plowing under the sink.
They are all well aware of their parents' philandering. That opening scene where all of the kids jump into their parents' bed.
Join in on the session.
where
as is tradition in the
Camden household.
Yeah. As is completely normal.
Just a free-for-all.
Yeah, whilst Eric's trying to like make a move on his wife, all the kids end up on the bed. And then like the oldest kid, Matt, comes in. He's like, guys, it's Sunday morning. Saturday morning, where, you know, mum and dad are supposed to sleep in late, and then like they all go, and then walk out, and then like Matt gives his dad like a little like nod. It's like, you're getting wingmanned by your son, you sick fuck. What the fuck?
But they're all so aware of the amount of sex that their parents are having, and they all seem so cool with it. And this is exactly why Jessica Biel wanted to kiss Barry Watson, kiss her brother. It just all seemed okay
because it's happened before.
It's just,
you reckon?
Yeah, well, they've had that much sex, they're gonna start getting weird with it, working, you know, bringing more people into the mix, and you know, just
gotta keep it fresh,
exactly.
They're just making it loud so the kids will hear. It's probably the best way to teach them about sex. Yeah, they're going to find out one way or the other.
No wonder Lucy was so desperate to hit puberty. She just wanted to get in on it.
Exactly. That's his Sunday.
What have we stumbled upon here?
That's his Sunday sermon. He's like, all right, kids, you're all going to sit outside the door and your mother and I are going to go at it and you're going to learn a few things about...
And then...
really turn up the dirty
adult
talk.
Adult sexuality.
Put it up to 10.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Yep.
And then in 9 months, you're going to have... a brand new baby brother or sister.
Mm. So can we go back to Simon?
Yes.
Yeah. Kids are psychopaths.
He absolutely is. And very patronizing to his mother. The mum eventually cracked and bought him a dog. And Simon says, thank you to God. And then Eric says,
so even though I assure you there is a God, he had absolutely nothing to do with this.
Of course he did. You think mom would have actually done this on her own?
Yeah, it's a real...
real dig.
Yeah, he really fires one across the port bow.
Yeah.
he's a little dirtbag like that. And not only that, to follow up with his personality of a dirtbag, that hair.
Oh, yeah.
That bowl cut with the mullet.
Hey, but you could tell he's a dirtbag from the opening credits. You see the shot when they're introducing his actor. He's got like his jacket over the shoulder. Turn around looking at the camera like he's hot
five
shit.
Five smokes in his hand.
Exactly. As is tradition in the Camden household.
My favorite...
We're two-pack of their smokers, goddammit.
We do at the Camden household. My favorite line of the whole... When they're in the kitchen and like they're talking about like all the fads that they've had, like all the phases. And then at one point, I can't remember if the reverend says it or the mum says it, and they talk about, oh, that time you were into ethnic cooking.
Yeah. Oh, yeah, that's because she said during one pregnancy, she mastered plumbing and electrical work.
Yeah.
And another pregnancy, she mastered ethnic cooking.
Well, so what's everything that's not
everything.
Like meat and vegetables?
Yeah, yeah. She can do it all now.
Oh, exactly.
Nailed it in like 9 months.
Channeled her ethnic cooking through the pregnancy. I forgot it was in the pregnancies. Oh, Jesus Christ.
Another
Maybe
tradition.
She just ate the book.
Yeah.
It's it.
Yeah.
She I saw Morgan's DVDs on her shelf. Like self-help, Tony Robbins. Eating your way to knowledge with Morgan Cole.
Maybe that's what I'll do. I'll start like my own Tony Robbins style.
Yeah.
Eat your way to a healthier living. Eat my DVDs.
No, to a smarter living.
Oh, but yeah, to a smarter living. You could be my right-hand man.
I'll do all your press.
Play your cards right.
I could be your left-hand man?
Could be the lawyer.
My left foot.
Okay. Let's start.
Kicking in heads.
I work my way up the body. Yeah.
Want to talk more about Jessica Biel as an athlete. Nate, can you help me work on my free throw action? Her entire free throw shot, you need to blow that straight up.
Yeah,
that action
terrible.
Is horrendous.
There's a reason they had to like show her shooting and then cut away to a close-up of the basket.
From like from an NBA game.
Yeah.
It's a slam dunk.
Yeah.
96, what do you reckon they probably like subcontracted Steve Kerr to come in and just make those shots? Because it's a disaster, that shot.
Just break it down, build it back up. Maybe Jeff can do that.
Someone needs to, because it's an absolute nightmare.
It's not going
to
play.
He's very smug, Eric.
Eric, absolutely.
Very, very smug.
He's the smuggest minister going around.
Yeah. I really had difficulty watching him and watching how smug he was and how family orientated he was. Because I don't know, have you seen all the stuff that came out about him a few years back?
Oh, no. What came out?
Well, he basically had admitted having like two abusive relationships with people with minors.
Ooh.
From
the show?
From before the show.
Oh, okay.
But to the point where I think the statute or limitations had passed on it and it just had all come out. And he went on like some show. Like you could look it up.
Should he have been on a show with children? Almost definitely no.
Probably not, no.
What does a minister get paid?
A shit ton, apparently.
I think they get paid in enormous houses.
Okay. Because goddamn, they're living large.
They really
and
are.
And he doesn't ever seem to be, you know, at the church doing work with his
No, he just puts
parish.
In like 2 hours a week on a Sunday.
It's all parenting.
Got to write one sermon a week.
They're both full-time parents and he just rocks up on a Sunday morning and says, all right, what are we doing?
Yeah. While his children interrupt his sermon. So yep. Can't even do that right. He should be fired immediately. God should fire him.
Yeah. Is that how it works?
Stan Lee should fire him.
I think so.
Stan Lee?
Yeah.
Yeah. Okay. I think it's like the nuclear, you know, like the two guys with the nuclear keys. Like you got to have both of them.
So
okay, the firing.
So Stan Lee and God.
Performance reviews are with Stan Lee and God.
Yeah, sitting behind a huge Pearl desk. Pearl? Okay.
Pearl.
I don't know why. Pearl, yeah. Like Pearly Gates, sort of?
I don't know.
Everything's made probably of Pearl. Those aren't clouds. They're just expensive. Giant pearls.
Ow.
It's very uncomfortable out there.
What an uncomfortable place to be. Hell for me, please.
But wealthy.
Oh, yeah. This was a very wholesome show, though. Like, extremely
wholesome. Do you know, everything we've been talking about? Was?
What's that?
Do you want to know how wholesome it was? At one point, Eric's, when he's walking around just doling out parental advice, just sipping a glass of milk.
I didn't notice you sipping a glass of milk.
50-year-old man just tucking into a glass of milk.
You got to keep your calcium levels up. Although, you do. I don't strong think you bones. Absorb calcium past the age
not
of
not often you see like someone over the age of 12 just drinking a glass of milk.
Yeah, that's true.
I still feel, though, this he runs his family with a cultist iron fist.
Yeah, yes. Of course.
Strong cult vibe.
Yeah, very
strongly implied throughout.
Nobody knows that they're under his control.
This is true.
But that's how they get you.
Through the Kool-Aid style milk. Mind control.
Mm-hmm.
Mind control milk. It's pretty dangerous stuff.
And given how often they have sex, there had to have been at least another like 15 children along the way who aren't on screen anymore. So,
well, we'll find out what happened to all the kids.
I think they're working in the milk mines. And that's that's how he pays for the house.
He only keeps his favorites.
The milk mines.
Just got to keep the ones that you like the most. The exactly. other ones.
Straight to the milk mines.
They get out.
So that's probably what he was when he was having that talk with. If you had seen the whole talk that he had with Matt, it would have been pretty goddamn terrifying. He's like, do you want to end up like your older brother down in the milk mines? I mean, you keep smoking, you're straight to the milk mines.
Yeah, exactly.
Head down there with Darren.
It's always been twins, but one twin always ends up in the milk mines.
Yeah, yeah.
They keep the good one. And you know, Barry Watson with that hair, you got to keep that kid up there for as long as possible. But once you start smoking.
Yeah, once you wrinkle up that face.
Exactly. I love the fact that you did the research to find out the pack of smokes was 185. Just to put it into perspective that he's buying that many packs of cigarettes a week. That's an impressive amount of like cigarette smoking.
And he'd looked like he just started as well.
Yeah, just straight into 11 packs.
Just like, oh, I can't breathe air anymore. Just
is this what smoking is? I'm going to replace all of my oxygen supply with tobacco smoke.
That refreshing flavour.
Can we discuss the mum that comes to visit?
Yes, Annie's mother.
Yes.
The thing that immediately jumped into my head when she sort of revealed the fact she had cancer was all I could think of was...
The room?
The room. Yeah.
Yes.
I definitely have breast cancer. So
I know. I was waiting for it. I was absolutely waiting for it.
Do you think that it came back up again? Or do you think that they just probably left it there? Because it's not going to work. It's a story device. We'll just drop it.
She probably died.
No, I doubt it.
Nah.
Are you saying
I reckon they probably just dropped it Tommy Wiseau style. Like she has cancer now, but nah, we won't write that back.
Are you saying that
dramatic effect
in the room that is Quentin Tarantino style homage to Seventh Heaven?
I believe
so.
Yeah.
Yep.
Yeah. I think so.
I think Tommy was a big fan of Seventh Heaven.
Yeah.
When did the room come out?
2000.
It was.
It just is.
Yeah. Yeah. Have you eaten the room before?
I have.
I imagine that
multiple
times. Really played up.
Oh, God, haunts my nightmares.
Mess with his stomach.
Yeah.
It's on the toilet for a week.
Gastro for days.
It still gets me sometimes.
Anaphylactic shock.
But yeah, so that is an homage in the room. That is an homage to Seventh Heaven, as is the too many sex scene.
Of course.
for any given, 1.5 hour movie.
So yeah, it's safe to say that the room was heavily influenced by the pilot episode of Seventh Heaven.
Yeah, 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 yeah. Well, I can only imagine if that was a pilot and they can, you know, ease people into the amount of sex scenes that they wanted to put in a PG show then.
Yeah, I'm pretty sure this show was screened on Cinemax. So a lot of nudity from about episode 2 onwards.
Real skin flick.
Yeah. Just like dick shots all hanging dong constantly. Yeah.
Makes Deadwood look like just touched by an angel.
They just bookended it with PG episodes.
The rest is just an absolute romp.
A trickery.
Yeah.
What's the name of the youngest boy?
Simon, the dog boy.
Simon. So just quickly back to
dog boy.
Just some evidence for his
psychopathy.
When he's like saying the thing about the dog and he's like, and I'll never let anything bad happen to it. Like, I can't remember his exact phrase.
He said, I'll never let you die ever.
It'll never die ever.
Forever.
Yeah, and he's like, it just sounded like a veiled threat. Because he was talking about like a random dog that like if it walked up to the yard or something, or they found a random dog that was going to die anyway or something. Yep. It just sounded like a threat. Like, I don't know. There was something really menacing about it. Yeah. Like, I'm going to kill a random dog unless you let me keep it.
I thought you were getting it maybe as like Quibern?
Oh, he's going to cut it open and turn it into
No, like he was never going to let it die. He's going to turn it into some sort of zombie dog.
Zombie mountain.
Make it do his evil... Yeah, zombie the mountain.
Yeah. So dog the mountain.
Yeah, make it do his evil bidding.
Okay, that makes sense.
Crush people's skulls.
Yeah.
Okay. With his paws.
Tiny paws.
And the dog would still be called Happy.
Yeah, of course. Yeah. Absolutely.
It's not okay.
Nothing makes it happier than crushing the skull of its enemies. Yeah.
Simon's
enemies. Yeah. It doesn't have enemies.
You got to have ambition.
It's too happy. Simon's like a hybrid of Cersei, and he had a lot of. Have you guys seen The Good Son, that Macaulay Culkin film from like the early 90s?
Absolutely not.
He like plays he's Macaulay Culkin's age, and he just like he's evil, like he's
okay.
And Elijah Woods, his cousin.
Right. Oh, I've seen the poster for this. Yeah.
Where do you see this poster?
It was posted up. No, somebody used it to advertise like a party in the CBD.
they used that?
It was really weird. This was like 8 years ago.
I remember watching it as a kid. It was terrifying. It's the scene where like Macaulay Culkin's out ice skating and he grabs this girl and like this little girl and then kind of like throws her and she ends up under the ice and gets stuck under there.
Oh no.
It's really creepy.
That's not okay.
Oh yeah, yeah. He kills like three people.
This doesn't sound like a good son at all.
Well, that's the thing. It's like in jest. It's the good son.
This is the good one. You don't want to meet the bad one.
Oh, no. You meet Elijah Wood. I think Elijah Wood ends up pushing him out of a treehouse. Spoiler alert.
Well, that's a good end. That's a good result. Right?
And look. If you look at their career trajectories, it's kind of what happened there. Elijah Wood pushed Macaulay Culkin out of a treehouse.
He really did. So that just about does us for episode one. Jez, do you want to take us through the finale?
The finale begins with Eric coming home to find his front fence destroyed and the world's biggest RV now residing on his lawn.
The guy left the brake off when he delivered it, so it rolled down the driveway into, like, here.
As Annie explains, the Colonel has gifted them an RV to congratulate Eric on getting over his heart problems. Eric decides that they shouldn't wait to begin the RV adventure and convinces Annie to pull the twins out of school so they can set off in the morning.
So, if we wanted, we could just leave.
Over the course of the evening, the entire town decides to join them in their retirement.
So now it's your mom and dad, Ruthie, David and Sam, you, me and Savannah, three dogs, two hamsters, and Sandy and Aaron and Jonathan, with the possibility of also picking up Simon.
The next morning, Eric audits the embarking crew of the SS Wholesome Christian Family to make sure no one is breaching his minimalist three possessions only policy. Eric and Anne christen the RV and they set off on their merry way.
I did not like that at all.
No, it wasn't. It was pretty trends that I've begun to notice in that a lot of shows that have dragged on for too long finish terribly.
Yes, absolutely.
And this was no exception to the rule. To be fair, though, in terms of like...
It was literally just like everyone who's ever been on the show submitting their resume as to why they should get on the SS Awesome Christian Family.
But what I was going to say was, it's in terms of like what from episode one to finale, not really much, there's not really any drop in quality. Like the acting is still really stiff. It's the storyline still super wholesome and boring. Mm. It's just they've just...
Why do they all want to go? It's so weird.
I know.
It's so weird. They've raised these
with
children.
With 12 hours notice.
Yeah.
Yeah. Oh, and everyone's just so okay with it.
Everyone's like, okay, I just won't show up to work tomorrow. Yeah.
He's the daughter, Lucy, and she's like dragging her police officer husband. Yeah, so we're going to go tomorrow and we're going to bring this doctor and
A personal doctor. No, like he has appointments.
Yeah, and exactly. They agree to it as well.
Yeah, everyone's They're in. They're so willing.
It's because these people don't have their own lives. No, they all just Eric's. Congregate around the congregation.
Very completely good. Indoctrinated Very into good. The teachings of
this goes back
of Eric.
To what I was saying before. Either the milk mines are doing well, exceptionally well. Like they've enlisted a lot more children over the years, or ministers get paid way too much.
Yeah, that's what really grinded my gears. Because at some point, Eric says, we can get by on very little money. We have for years.
Yeah, but you're supporting a family of 30.
In this fucking mansion, and he can drop everything and take his ginormous RV and on an indefinite holiday. They're going to be going around America for 30 years.
They've done
and he's bragging about getting by on little money.
They've done some pretty tough times, Aaron. Don't compare that you've got any issues with that.
They had to support a dog.
And the milk mines. They've got the milk mines.
It's an immortal dog. It's making them money.
That's true. Do you reckon they swapped out the dog at any point?
Nah, it said happy is happy.
Happy is happy.
Happy is happy in the opening reel. For the last
What do you think happened to all of their puppies? Because they did insinuate in the first episode that the dog was pregnant.
They don't have money. Cool.
Yeah, they didn't have money, so...
It'll stretch all that cash out.
Or they're working down the milk
part
mines.
Part of that ethnic food.
Yeah, so they had the milk mine and the dog farm.
Part of the ethnic food that the mum's been working on.
The dog farm.
The dog farm for the ethnic
food. Yeah.
Just milk-boiled dog steaks.
Yeah.
Every night.
Oh, my God.
Very ethnic.
That's about as ethnic as it gets. Yeah. Jesus.
I don't want to attribute that recipe to any sort of specific ethnicity. That's not fair.
No.
Christians? Is that what you're trying to say?
Yeah, Christians. White Californian Christians.
We will be serving it in our TIS restaurant, though.
We will.
The ethnic food.
We're going to make sure.
TIS. Ethnic restaurant.
So naturally, we assume that all the other kids have been written out are all the milk mines?
Yeah, of course.
Yeah. Who do you reckon is the foreman of the milk mines? Do you reckon it's Barry Watson or Jessica Biel?
It's Simon.
Simon?
Who plays Simon? Can you use their character names?
No.
I don't care to learn their actors' names.
Okay, Simon was the dirtbag kid.
Yeah, the dirtbag kid.
The dog boy.
David Gallagher.
David Gallagher.
He's a real manipulator. I reckon he would have weaseled his way to the top.
Yeah. And
CEO of the milk mines.
Jessica Biel's quite well built in that
episode. Yeah, she's swinging two picks at once.
Well, she's got to be doing something right, because those free throws, as we discussed, are not good.
Yeah, well, she had a brief stint in the WNBA and bombed out. She missed two free throws in a row in the 2001 WNBA finals.
So she came crawling back to Father Eric.
Yeah, the
milk mines.
Exactly.
Hmm.
You get better money in the milk mines than the WNBA.
Well, Eric does. I don't know about Jessica Biel. She's slaving away there, swinging two picks.
Two glasses of milk a day. All the cigarettes you can smoke.
Oh, and they're $1.85 back.
Some black lung down there.
When everybody's getting on the bus at the end...
That scene went on for way too long.
Way too long. And like Eric's checking all their three things to make sure they've only got...
Bullshit three item rule makes no sense.
Yeah, it's... he's a minimalist. What can you say?
But it doesn't make sense because he's saying you can bring a small suitcase and three items.
Yeah. Just put all your items in the suitcase.
Exactly.
Yeah. Don't tell them they're there.
And people are showing him like different items like... Lucy shows him a bracelet.
Yeah.
So does that mean no one else has any jewelry?
No, because she also had a necklace on. I looked.
Yeah.
She wouldn't have passed my test.
There was a couple of wasted items on there. Real wasted.
There was.
You should have stripped them naked. Twins had the right idea. A sock each, a pair of undies.
That's insane.
And one of them had a weird printed out photo of Angelina Jolie.
Yes, I saw that. What was with that?
What is that?
Yeah, it was one of the twins.
It's so strange.
Kid's like six. Why is there a picture of Angelina Jolie?
Why is he's like five.
She's hot as shit.
So what?
Why don't you have a picture of Angelina? Because you hate it?
Because I could look it up on the internet anytime I want.
So you're telling the listeners that you look up photos of Angelina Jolie on the internet?
Oh, occasionally.
Yeah.
But that's really not the hint or there.
So weird.
I'm really glad you pointed that out, because I've this one in my notes of like, and that he's like six. Why the fuck would he bring that? I'm sorry.
Why would they let him?
What? He was... Well,
sexually progressive family.
Of course.
Do you think there's maybe an episode where Angelina Jolie guest stars or... There's some sort of storyline?
Yeah. Or he
they can't just put it in.
Watched Original Sin and was just a huge fan.
I was going to say, you mentioned Original Sin. A lot of nudity in that.
Oh, yeah. All right.
Surprised he didn't just have a picture of Antonio Banderas' dong.
that's what the other one had.
Not in the Camden household.
He snuck that in his suitcase. And the guy who just had like...
A sack of money?
A sack of money. What is he, a heroin dealer? It's in a paper bag.
He was the cop too.
What the fuck?
Yeah, I know.
Just stole it from the evidence room.
Sure, you can take a wallet. Like, just put it in the bank.
Sack of money. That's it.
It's 2007. They had credit cards.
T-Bone had a first aid kit.
Yeah, he did.
Yeah.
So is that implying that all the basic stuff isn't on the RV?
They're not.
So as soon as you get on there, it's every man for themselves.
Can we explain T-Bone as well?
I would if I
could. Who's T-Bone?
Laziest character name they've come up with. It's like they had
T-Bone.
Used every...
Why do they all call him T-Bone?
Theodore Jr.
Is that what he is actually? Yeah. No, T-Bone's better. I can see why they went with that.
Who is he though? Why is he? Does so he live
he's
there?
He's the youngest Ruthie's boyfriend.
Yeah, Ruthie's right? boyfriend.
Does he live which there? She's got his name tattooed
I
on her.
I'm
so like
disappointed
16.
We didn't get to see T-Bone's tattooed the on her back.
I know. Who's wow. doing that to a T-Bone. Who's doing that to a 16-year-old girl?
Yeah, yeah. yeah. All right. Tattooed he's nice. American Eric. Yeah,
and there,
he's got a tattoo shop in the church.
Yeah.
He's punishing her for having sex before marriage. Now you remember him forever, so you may as well marry him.
Or it's down in the milk mine.
I was going to say, here are your options. Tattoo.
You can tattoo and you can go to college.
Tattoo of your false lover or milk mines. I mean, the milk mines, at least, it does make, at least it, we now can understand how the Camdens had such a large home.
Yeah. Yeah.
And the Colonel.
Everyone drinks milk.
Exactly.
Yeah, who's the Colonel?
Yeah, they're the heir to... Eric's the heir to the KFC fortune.
Oh, that Colonel.
Oh, yeah,
the Colonel.
Well, I don't know any other Colonels, do you?
No.
No.
It's America, and he's called the Colonel. So,
KFM.
Join the dots.
Kentucky Fried Milk.
Yeah.
Some milk solid popcorn chicken.
They use milk in
the batter.
The batter.
Yeah. Yeah.
So that's why all of his sons are out there doing some sort of...
So one of them's got like
spice.
One of them's got an oregano mine. One of them's mining chicken.
All these things can only be found in mines. Yeah.
But they don't know about each other, and that's why they're secret.
No.
Yeah,
that's
how
he keeps them secret, because he keeps them all separate.
Yeah, because
they can never know.
Oregano met paprika, then.
Oh, man.
Blow the lid off the whole secret herbs and spices.
Chuck that on a dog steak.
Yeah.
You got a meal.
It's a double blind recipe.
So did you think they got sent to the milk mines as soon as the number of the family members got pushed over 7?
Yeah.
They always had to have 7.
They won't be allowed into heaven.
So that's what I thought when... Because they had twins. The twin boys. So I reckon they were only expecting one.
Yeah.
But when the other one came out, out went Simon to the milk mines.
Well, they sent Simon to college so he'll succeed Eric as the
head of the family,
patriarch of the milk mines.
Okay,
gotta get master of the milk mines,
bachelor's degree in patriarchy.
Yeah,
and when Mary left, that's when they had to conscript T-Bone.
Yeah, right.
Yeah, fill in the void.
Yep.
Or counterpoint, were they actually triplets? And then
one's
got, yeah, they sent one of them out.
Yeah,
which is why those kids are so fucked up.
They're so creepy.
The third kid, Angelina Jolie.
Oh, okay.
That's why they're
I want to keep this photo. It's my only memory of my other twin.
Yeah, I need to take this to the police because she's been missing for 7 years.
Well, she got out.
She was born a fully formed woman.
This did get dark. Well, I didn't see it going this direction, that's for sure. I also wouldn't have thought that the show would go this direction, considering we did what the most wholesome show.
Yeah.
On TV.
They were asking for it.
They were.
So, I knew what they were getting into.
Exactly.
This is exactly what happened with Happy Days.
Yeah.
It is.
Exactly. It is. We went dark.
Can we talk about the gentleman introduced at the end?
God.
Yes.
God.
Yeah, obviously, God.
So, Annie brings in...
Keith David.
Is that the actor's name?
Keith David, yeah.
Okay. A man they'd never met before to drive the RV and to guide them through their journeys.
Yeah. It was really lame, and I think it was meant to be God.
Yes.
Yeah, it's almost certainly God. What was he called? Roy?
Stanley.
Stanley.
Stanley Sunday.
Oh,
come on.
Yeah.
I believe we've got a clip of him here.
Why do I get the feeling you're not who you say you are?
Does anyone really know who they are? Come on, give me a ride. I can be real helpful. I can cook, I can clean, I can set up camp, make a fire.
I think you've all cottoned on to who he is already, but just in case you don't know.
You gotta get swifty in here. It's time to get swifty.
Get swifty? What the hell is that?
It's our world's best effort, that's what.
So Stanley's the president.
Yes. He's the real Barack Obama.
Did it really... I mean, he might be God, or he might be a really uncomfortable racial stereotype of the hired help. Because it's like a family of like a group of like 15 white people on a bus, and the one person who's gonna like set up camp and cook and clean and drive.
Yeah, this is an exceptionally white town.
Yeah, that was like, man, how did no one pick up on that when they were like,
yeah,
I don't know, writing the script and editing the end? Like, you guys think this looks a little racist?
Nah. Maybe they
the cheap Morgan Freeman.
They justified it with the fact that they maybe implied that he was God.
Yeah.
Like, yeah, it's a
1% chance he's gone.
Double edged sword.
99% chance.
Weird thing to slip in at the end.
Yeah,
it was very odd. Yeah. And that particular, it was weird because I saw his name because Keith David is in. He's in like a bunch. He's one of those character actors. Isn't just a bunch of stuff. I know him from The Thing. He's like him and Kurt Russell are survivors in the thing. Spoiler alert. I've got to say that before I actually do the spoiler, shouldn't I?
Yeah, and stop spoiling movies from the early 90s and the early 80s.
Oh, well, you know.
Nobody's seen them.
Exactly. Well, people
just going to watch The Good Son tonight.
Why do people listen to this podcast? They want me to spoil movies.
Morgan can't help it if he's got a healthy
appetite.
Certainly
not TV shows.
Exactly. I only ate the thing like 2 days ago.
He's a growing boy.
It was weird that, because he's like a pretty well-known character actor. It's weird that they got him for like 30 seconds.
Yeah.
Seems like they had like a little bit of budget left over. Like, let's spend it on someone really moderately famous.
Really needed to command the screen though to make you think that he was God. They just got some.
Couldn't afford Morgan Freeman?
No, budget Morgan Freeman.
Budget Morgan Freeman.
Yeah. I've got a bit of speculation. Maybe because they were talking about how Eric had a heart attack or something similar. Something was up with his heart. I reckon maybe he was like going to the other side and he heard the voice of God, and that was the voice that he heard.
It was Keith David.
It was Keith David. Yeah. And then so when he was like, when he came up and saw him, he hadn't seen him before, but heard the voice, was like,
so you think he'd been,
yeah.
You think he'd shown up in the show before?
I think Eric had heard his voice and they got Keith David to do the voice of God whilst Eric was like, maybe like having the heart attack, maybe his heart stopped or
the
something.
The other thing is he could have maybe like, cause it was so absurd, the end. You could probably make a case for that he died somewhere in that last episode, and them giving things or showing their things would be like them, you know, putting something on top of his coffin.
Yeah. Oh, a photo of Angelina Jolie.
Yeah, I don't know. Well, the twins are weird. We've established that. But like a sack of money as well. It's strange. Why do you want to bury that so much?
The book, The Love Dolls.
Yeah. Mm. But I just, because they kept talking about in the episode that, why do you want to leave so suddenly? He's like, it's fine. Everything's fine. It's fine.
It's fine.
It's not fine.
That probably wraps up the finale. Thank God.
Hello.
Oh, wow.
Hey, there we go. Stanley.
What happened to say? What? Thank you, Keith David.
Mm.
Can we just acknowledge that Stanley
is God? All along.
Adding up. They were the same person.
Thank you, Stanley.
Mm. That's fun.
Perfect. Let's get into reboots. Let's reboot this into something palatable because this was not palatable.
All right.
Jez, do you have something palatable?
Ooh. Palatable might not be the right word, but I have something.
Something is good.
That'll do.
And I'm pretty happy
we
with
can
it.
Work with something.
Hmm. It is called Stairway to Heaven.
Okay. Oh.
Okay.
The premise is, everyone remembers the show Gladiators, right? You gotta beat, they have like the X amount of gladiators, you got to beat them and you get a prize at the end. They got the contestants come on.
Yep.
It is like Gladiators, except all of the gladiators are one of the 7 original cast members from the first episode.
Yep.
And they go up in tiers, right? So you start with the easiest.
Not crying?
Huh?
They don't go up in tiers?
No. Yeah.
Cop that, Aaron.
Yeah.
Ouch.
So you start with like the weakest, easiest to defeat member of the Camden clan. Ruthie all the way to Eric.
Punch her in the head.
You think it'd be easier to defeat Matt than Eric?
Yeah, well, yeah, he's the dad.
Okay. We're saying he's pretty big.
Yeah.
He's a big kid.
And Matt's got, you know, early onset emphysema, so just run away from him. And there's obviously, there's a prize to go with each, related to the show, to go with each level of the stairs to heaven. So if Ruthie beats you, sticking with the theme of the show, you get leukemia. Surprise. Also, I should say that each of the battles is somehow themed around the character. So the first level is Ruthie. You've got to stand on your head and fight her with your feet.
Oh, yeah. Mm.
And if you beat her, you get a T-bone steak.
Okay. Dog meat? Dog meat?
Yeah, dog meat, of course. Dog meat. The finest dog meat.
Cooked in milk.
Second level's fighting Simon, and you're fighting with a dog leash. He's got a dog leash. You've got a dog leash. Trying to whip each other. if you beat Simon, you get Happy the dog.
It's a win.
Yep. So Lucy's next. And they're, you know, those ridiculous American tampons in the first episode?
Yeah,
have like the applicators.
It's like a foot long.
Mm. Yeah. So tampon nunchucks.
Yeah. Okay.
You're fighting Lucy with tampon nunchucks. And if you beat her, you get to go out on the period dinner that they talked about in the first episode.
Oh,
which I should maybe explain.
Gross.
So, well, they don't know. So to commemorate Lucy's, we didn't talk about this, to commemorate Lucy's getting her period, Eric's like, oh, it'd be really nice if you and your mum and your sister go out for a nice dinner to commemorate the occasion.
It's on me.
Maybe you and Mary and your mom should go out to dinner tomorrow night and celebrate. Just the three of you. The women of the house. My tree.
We did not talk enough about the whole focus on her period. Yeah, and how involved the whole family
was
in it.
Why were they? But what? Is that? What do you do? You get to the restaurant and the waiter's like, "Oh, are you here for a special occasion? Ah, yes, my daughter's got a period."
They come out. They have a cake, sing the period song.
Red themed everything tonight. Oh, good. Wine. The bloodiest steaks you can get.
Oh my god! Blood pudding.
Jesus. So the next level is Mary, level 4, and you play medicine ball, dodgeball, but you've got to use free throw shots to hit each other.
So some broken wrists there.
Yep. You beat her, you get a romantic dinner with your sister. I mean, if you don't have a sister, you could take your mom or, you know. Then it's Matt next, you know, being the fifth strongest member of the
clan.
Camden clan. It's a cigarette smoking competition. First one to get through a pack.
Oh.
And you get a pool table.
Nice.
Wonderful.
Annie, it's a fight to the death with plumbing wrenches.
Mm-hmm. Okay.
And you get a lifetime supply of KFC. And then the last level is Eric, and you're fighting him with a pool cue in full ministerial garb.
Both of you. Nice.
Yes. On the roof of the church. And if you win, you get the RV.
Sweet. Okay. Anyway, we should probably let's Aaron, it sounds like you got something.
I do. So for mine, there were just two characters that really jumped out to me.
Mm-hmm.
Two that I just had to pair up in a very specific way. So I've put T-Bone and the Colonel as a new drive time radio team. And I think we've actually got a promo for them right now.
Tune in to 17.5 7th Heaven FM for T-Bone and the Colonel, bringing you home every afternoon. I'm T-Bone and he is the Colonel. What do you say, big fella? Bang! Ha ha, you tell him, Colonel. And make sure your fingers are hot on the dial, because every minute this week, the Colonel is giving away a brand new RV. Bang!
T-Bone and the Colonel.
7th Heaven FM.
So yeah, tune in.
Can we get more of those air horns, please?
How long did you spend on that today?
Too long.
I was gonna say, when I sent you a text and you said to me, "I'll be home at 3:00. Oh, sweet, I might be there by 4:00. You've been home the whole day.
I have been.
Goddamn promo.
I just didn't want you interrupting me.
Exactly. Very creative. I love it.
Thank you. So I hope you guys listen. Give a call. You might win an RV.
I'm all in.
Generous prize.
Yeah.
There are so many prizes in these reboots so far. way more than I was expecting.
It's very prize orientated.
We've given away a lot of RVs already.
A lot.
What kind of topics are we going to cover on this program?
Yeah.
Mainly Christian?
Yeah, absolutely. It's Christian radio for sure. Mm-hmm. 7th Heaven FM.
Yeah.
Just probably Bible readings and air horns. That's what it is.
Usual.
Yeah.
Trying to recruit people into the underground milk mines.
Exactly. They're the major sponsor.
Camden's milk mines.
Wonderful. Well, I'm gonna jump in here.
Go ahead. Looks like I'll wrap us up then.
I've rebooted 7th Heaven as a film set for release later this year. It follows the story of Daniel Larson, who's your average father. He's got two lovely children who are still in primary school and a loving wife of 15 years. And he's a professor of historical theology at Brown University. And he's a devout atheist. So on his way home to his youngest daughter's 5th birthday party, he is inadvertently knocked in front of a moving train and is killed instantly. But to his surprise, he wakes up in a diner and he sees an old friend that he used to work with, another atheist theologian who died many years ago. So he goes up and has a chat to him and finds out that he's actually in heaven. But it's not just heaven, it's atheist heaven.
Mm.
He finds out that basically there are different versions of heaven for each religion. So there's not just like one, there's not just like Islamic heaven, there's not just Christian heaven. There's just all these levels of heaven. So Daniel's convinced that he's been taken way too young and he's got to get back to his family. And overhears somebody talking about Buddhist heaven, where you get reincarnated back into, you know, an animal, another person, a plant, whatever. Yep. and is absolutely determined to make it back to the mortal plane. So he finds a way through to the other, like these gateways between the different types of heaven, and basically has to fight his way through each level of heaven, taking on gods and prophets in order to make it to the Buddhist version of heaven to get back to his family.
The final level?
The final level is the Buddhist.
Yeah, that's the seventh heaven.
The one thing Buddhists love, it's fighting.
Yeah, it's true.
Very violent people.
I've seen the Shaolin monks.
Impressive. It's let me tell you, it's a hell of a finale. So, from the producers of Nonstop and The Commuter, Liam Neeson will be starring in this iteration of Seventh Heaven.
You wouldn't even have to pitch it to him.
No, he would take it. He would absolutely take it. So yeah, it's just an action-packed romp.
Nice.
Liam Neeson beating up prophets. Yeah, Muhammad, Jesus.
It's going to test very well.
Flying spaghetti monster, maybe.
May I come up with a tagline?
Mm-hmm.
He was taken too early.
Cool. I like it. Yeah. I think that one will play well with the target demographic.
So is it like...
Can be taken for...
The Takening?
Yeah.
So is he fighting like people, or are they going to be like all monsters and weird?
I think they're going to be like variations.
Yeah.
So some of them are going to be like regular people.
Yeah.
Some of them are going to be like large gods, but he's going to take them all on in the same fashion, which is a dirty fist fight.
Nice.
What's the, I reckon he might the be in trouble against... Lots of arms?
Well, that's Ganesh. Vishnu is the blue one with like eight arms.
So yeah. Ganesh is the elephant.
That's going to be a hell of a fist fight.
Is that still the... That's Hindu.
Yeah.
The Hindu level will be hard. The Norse heaven.
that's going to get messy.
Yeah, that'd be real tough.
Yeah.
Whatever Egyptian heaven is. Like jackal-headed dudes and stuff.
To the seven heavens.
So is there an atheist god? Since there's an atheist heaven?
It's Stan Lee.
No, it's essentially just like a... It's like a waiting room. Okay. So it's just like purgatory. It's just a diner where they just hang out, have coffee, and talk about shit.
Yeah,
because they've got to go somewhere. The Christians don't want them.
So is it good food? So it's a diner.
You get milk steaks.
Middle of the road.
Okay, good.
It's a diner. Can you go across the road to like a bar or something like that, or is it just like the diner?
No, it's just a diner.
They have milk. What do you want?
Yeah.
I might want a beer when I'm in heaven.
Nah.
Shouldn't have been an atheist.
Yeah, well, I guess.
Yeah.
Stan Lee lied to me.
You want some beer, you got to go over to Catholic Oven.
Oh, for God's sake. Well, I guess, Liam Neeson loves a beer, so I know he's going to fight his way through.
He is. And he absolutely is.
Taken too early.
I reckon that's what it should be called.
Taken too early.
Yep.
Taken too early. We'll get rid of the other Taken too.
Yeah.
Fuck that right off.
Nothing lost there.
We'll buy every single copy of it in existence. And
Morgan can eat it all.
We'll burn our version over the top.
If I eat all the Takens, it's all I'll be able to think about.
I will become
Liam Neeson.
You want to star in this new film I got lined up? It's called Seventh Heaven.
Beautiful. Or maybe when he reincarnates, I can be the new Liam Neeson.
Okay, so we'll set the film in 1988.
Perfect.
And that'll give enough time for you to be born.
Be conceived.
And that's you now.
Perfect.
So you got to go find your wife and family who are probably much older than you.
Heaps older.
Definitely.
His kids would be like 15 years older than him.
At least.
I'll work it out.
Doesn't mean he can't raise them though.
Exactly.
They've still got stuff to learn.
I got a lot of things to impart. Eating DVDs and absorbing knowledge.
You can drive an RV, right?
Yeah, I can drive it. I'll just eat the copy of Seventh Heaven the last episode.
Yeah. It's like a how-to.
Exactly. Okay, so my reboot is actually a continuation.
Cool.
Inspired by the milk mines. No, not really. Funded by the milk mines, I should say. So are you guys familiar with...
Seventh Heaven?
No, actually. Have you watched all of It's Always Sunny in Philadelphia? Are you up to...
Yes. Full?
So in the most recent episode of It's Always Sunny, Dennis leaves the show. He goes to go raise his son.
Yep.
So my series picks up just after Dennis leaves. So Dennis moves to South Dakota to basically become a father and start raising his kids. But as we know, Dennis is a sociopath, so this... Very quickly, he sort of loses interest in his family, and he reignites the identity of one Brian Lefebvre.
Yep.
For those who don't watch It's Always Sunny, it's the identity of someone he assumed, and he moves to Glen Oak after a family family goes away and he takes over the church, which he slowly then manipulates into a cult.
Nice.
A sex cult. So he manipulates the members from, yeah, basically.
I don't think they'd take that much manipulation, to be honest. They're already there.
They're all in. So basically, yeah, Dennis goes in there.
Sex cult, yep, we know the drill.
Exactly. So people already know it really well. So it's a nice, easy transition. So Dennis comes in, turns the whole place into a sex cult.
Yep.
It's called Dennis Heaven. yeah, that's pretty much the premise.
Okay.
Continuation.
So it's Seventh Heaven, but instead of Eric, it's Dennis.
Yeah.
Dennis and that's Heaven. The only difference, because it was already about a sex cult.
Mm. Yep.
Yeah, kind of.
I cool. do like Dennis living in the suburbs, so that's a winner. Mm.
Exactly. And I wrote a bit of a theme song as well.
You going to perform that right now?
No, I was pretty much, instead of the seventh part, I just replaced it with Dennis.
Oh,
okay.
Oh, right, yeah.
Oh, that was you singing it just before. That was
Dennis
it.
Dennis Heaven.
That's the whole thing. That's
yeah, that's it. Pretty much yeah. it. Just quick. That repeatedly.
But don't maybe put your songwriting career on ice.
Chuck in some air horns and you get yeah. something. Yeah.
Anyway, let's move out of reboots and move into IMDb list of the week.
Yes, indeed.
The new hot segment in this show.
So, yeah, each week we pick an IMDb list related to the show that we're covering or one of the actors. So this week I've gone something pretty simple. It's not a long list. There's just one person on it.
Oh, no.
Oh,
really?
And the list is called Stephen Collins.
What?
Do you want to know who's on it?
Is it Stephen Collins?
It's Stephen Collins.
Wait, so there's a list with just Stephen Collins on it.
It's
called
good
Stephen
list.
Collins.
Yep. Knows what it's about.
Exactly.
Is there any description or... Yeah,
no. It doesn't put you under any sort of illusion as to what's going to be in the list. Good list.
Just so I'm clear, it's a list about Stephen Collins.
Yes.
And it just has Stephen Collins on there.
I don't think it's about Stephen Collins. It is Stephen Collins. And arguably not a list.
You're on speaking of lists, you're on Stephen Collins' watch list for trying to access that.
Oh, God.
Yeah. And now we're probably all on the list for talking about the goddamn milk mines. Yeah.
We're going to be in them.
We're going to be in the milk mines pretty soon.
God damn, this is the worst thing that's happened since Betty White.
Yeah.
How many people's lists are we going to get
on? So many targets on our back.
Ugh, going to go into hiding.
I know. Maybe John Delancey will put us up for a little while.
Here I go.
Ah, then I can kill him.
Yeah, assume his identity.
Yeah. Yeah.
I don't want to assume John Delancey's identity. I hate him.
You just eat his back catalogue and become him.
Exactly. I don't want to do that. I'm never eating anything.
You're
with
already
John
Liam Neeson.
If I see anything with John Delancey, I'm intentionally going
to
vomit.
You're
it back
allergic
up.
To it.
Exactly. Throat closes over. It hives the whole thing. I got to say, Aaron, that's probably the worst list we've had.
Yep.
Wasn't even at
least it knows what it is.
I guess it's very succinct in that.
Definitely knows what it is.
The title is accurate.
Yeah. Let's maybe look to wrap things up here now. Jez, final thoughts on...
Seventh Heaven?
Yeah. The show that was Seventh Heaven. The Stephen Collins biopic.
Equal parts wholesome and creepy.
Yeah, I'd say it's probably a very accurate description.
Yep. Yep. And a lot of weird sexual innuendo and... incest that I was not expecting.
Yeah, that was very odd.
Mm. It was that scene was where they were where she was trying to kiss him. It was like the start of a pornography film.
Who wrote that though?
Yeah.
It was real weird.
Someone wrote that.
Someone did.
This is great for this Christian family drama.
Was it so wholesome sometimes it just went the other way?
Maybe. Full circle.
Yeah, reset. It was overly wholesome and then it just got weird. Yeah. Oh, you know, she's just a young girl. She's just trying to work out. Oh, no, she's trying to kiss her brother. That's pretty messed up.
Mm. Yeah.
Yeah. Aaron, final thoughts on Seventh Heaven?
Maybe it's just the fact that it was only 2 40-minute episodes talking, but I didn't hate it.
I didn't hate it either.
Could get through it easy.
Yeah, I definitely didn't enjoy it.
11 seasons, pretty easy.
Well, no. I could get through the 2 episodes we watched pretty easy.
Oh, okay. Yeah. Aaron broke protocol and watched all of them.
I couldn't help myself.
He didn't sleep last night.
Broke ranks. Scott, what were your final thoughts on 7-7?
Yeah, I didn't mind the first episode, but the last one just kind of, it just gets so, got so convoluted and I was just convinced that they've just done a really bad job at raising this family. They're all really unhinged individuals by the end of it.
So dependent on the parents.
Oh, yeah, massively.
They're all basically still children.
Yeah. They can't cope with the parents going on holiday.
And they're mid-20s with their own families and they're...
Yeah, and bringing them along to their own detriment.
Yeah.
We're gonna
take this RV off away for a week and a half. It's like, holy shit, I'm quitting my job and I'm coming.
Yeah. Better get my doctor.
So, yeah, maybe I wouldn't mind finding out how that progression occurred over 11 seasons, but that's going to take a really long time to do, so I'm probably not going to do
it. And you're not going to do that, no.
I'm not going to do that. There's no chance of doing that. Unless I can eat it and find out.
No, look, it's definitely, it's a hard skill to learn.
Everyone has their breaking point, Scott.
Something ethnic.
Something ethnic.
Yeah, something
seventh
ethnic.
Everyone has casserole. Their breaking point. Yeah. we'll put the recipe on.
That's ethnic. Casserole.
I've never had one.
Oh, well, it's ethnic
I don't
for
even
you
know
then.
What it is, to be honest.
It's like a pot of vegetables and meat.
Yeah.
Okay. Yeah.
It's pretty much it. It's got like a top on it.
Got a top.
It's got a top.
Like you put a lid on. Like
one
a
of those foods
like a DVD
with a top.
Cover.
Yeah, like breadcrumbs and stuff.
Mm. Yeah, yeah. Mm. Well, you can. That's more. Yeah. There's many. Casseroles come in many forms.
Mm. Ethnic forms?
Mostly ethnic.
Okay.
Anyway, we should probably wrap things up. So, yeah.
So the Incomplete Series.
That's the name of the show.
That is.
The name of the show.
Please look us up on Instagram at The Incomplete Series.
Smash that like button.
Mm-hmm.
Smash it.
Mm. It's a YouTube thing I've been hearing.
Yeah,
really? Smash that.
We're also
in,
on
yeah.
YouTube, aren't we?
We are.
We got some stuff on YouTube.
Make sure you smash that like button.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, you can find us online, on the online.
On the internet.
We are on the internet.
We are on the internet. You can also jump onto our website as well, if you can, please. And
IncompleteSeries.com.
And send us a recommendation.
Yeah,
please. We've had a couple of really absolute crackers. This was not one of them. This was not a recommendation, nor was it a cracker.
Nor was it a cracker.
Yeah.
Don't send us a Christian show.
Give us some reboots as well. See if you can, for Seventh Heaven in particular, see if you can work in some more RV prizes. We've got a lot to give away.
Cool. All right. Well, that'll probably just do us for now. Thank you, Jeremy.
Thank you.
Thank you, Aaron.
Thank you, Morgan.
And thank you, Scott.
Thank you as always.
Cheers, guys.